Matthew Itudis is acting director of member services for the VA. His department currently staffs 5 national call centers across the country. Itudis says President Trump's recent freeze on federal hiring does not affect the 6th call center planned for Hot Springs.
The main position that we are hiring in the Hot Springs campus is a contact representative. There's an exempt list that allows the Department of Veteran Affairs to hire certain positions, and on that exempt list is our contact representative.
Contact representatives at the Hot Springs Call Center will assist veterans across the country with refilling and renewing prescriptions. The representatives will also specialize in helping veterans to determine eligibility for VA health care and enrolling them in the system. 22 employees have already been hired for the center and are currently in training. Hiring will cap at 120 by the end of April, while the center will begin operations later this month. 68% of the 600 candidates who've applied for the positions come from within 30 miles of Hot Springs, says Itudis. He adds that the full staff of 120 is expected to put $4 million into the Hot Springs community annually. The acting director has nothing but praise for the South Dakota workforce. He notes that the Hot Springs campus will not only accommodate the call center's current needs, but will also provide enough space for growth in the future. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Jim Kent.